I'm Pat Wills, owner of Wills Printing Company, 417 East Patapsico Avenue, Brooklyn, Maryland. We're what you call an old-time printer.
Sean McLyman, and I've been here about 17 years now.
My name is Jamie Gaines, and I've been here about 8 years.
We would be nothing without these two employees. Wills Printing Company wouldn't be here.
This is an AB Dick, and it runs two colors.
This is a Heidelberg windmill machine.
This is a thermography machine.
This is an industrial paper cutter.
This is a folder, and it does exactly what it's called. It folds paper.
And we print letterheads, envelopes, a lot of tickets, labels, and we've had a lot of the same customers for 40, 45 years. Mr. Wills is still alive, but he's 82, and he's really not physically capable to come in the last 12 years. We met at a local restaurant called the 4100 Club, which is about three blocks from here. And I was a year out of high school. He was an older man. He was 32. I was 19. I know that sounds shocking now, but we got married about 6 months later. And when we first married, which was 48 and a half years ago, he decided to go into his own business.
They want to know if there's any other besides the white gloss. There's two different sets they want. So if you can call up Expedex and find out if they have like an ivory or a blue. I didn't think so.
This before,
I know. And they said that regular stock would be fine. My name is Andrea Mayer, and Pat Wills is my mother.
And also, I guess, officially your boss as well, right?
Yes.
What's it like to have a mom as a boss?
Interesting. That's a loaded question.
Well, in high school, I wanted to go to college, and I tried out for University of Baltimore to become a teacher. And I'll have to say this, I hate to say it, but my mother was discouraging because she was like, why go and waste your money on college when you'll probably just get married anyway?
So you ended up getting married right out of high school, but now you're also running your husband's business. Probably didn't imagine that would be happening.
Probably not.
I didn't get married till I was 37 or 38. I don't want to say I feel sorry for that generation, but I think having the ability to take care of yourself is really important, and that's something that I've had the benefit of. And I think a lot of women my mother's age, that wasn't an option for them. I'm sure once I take over the business in about 50 years, there's certain things I'll definitely change. You know, hopefully it will make more money. But yeah, we've kept it running for a long time. And you saw the updated equipment we have out there. So.